Psalms chapter 149. Hallelujah! Sing to God a brand new song. Praise Him in the company of all who love Him. Let true lovers break out in praise. Sing out from wherever they're sitting. Shout the high praises of God. Verses 1, 5, and 6. The last five psalms are an unequivocal invitation to praise God. That's what the word hallelujah means. However, God is entirely self-sufficient. Our best praises and our most sublime worship add absolutely nothing to His glory or greatness. We ask ourselves then, why so much insistence on the Psalms and the rest of the scripture on praising God? We delight to praise what we enjoy, because praise not merely expresses but completes the enjoyment. It is its appointed consummation. It is not out of compliment that lovers keep on telling one another how beautiful they are. The delight is incomplete till it is expressed. Is that why when we see a beautiful place, we take a picture of it? Is that why when we receive good news, we rush home to tell it? In order for me to complete my joy by praising, I must first participate in praise, not simply listen to it. I participate in expressing what I praise. To express, I must know and understand what I am expressing. That is, why I will sing with the Spirit, but I will also sing with the understanding. 1 Corinthians 14:15. I will praise Him with my heart. I will praise Him with my voice. And if I don't have my voice, I will praise Him with my hands. And if I don't have my hands, I will praise Him with my feet. And if I don't have my feet, I will praise Him with my soul. And if I don't have my soul, then it must be that I've already gone to be with Him.